This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. Brook trout have been swimming in the ancient Appalachian valleys for several million years. Brook trout are known for their aesthetic beauty, which can feature all shades of the rainbow, a blue-green and ruby-red body, orange fins, yellow-ringed eyes, and colorful spots. But this beauty is a sensitive sort. It needs exceptionally clean and very cold water to survive, which is why it's expected to be an early casualty of climate change. Jack Williams is Trout Unlimited's chief scientist. He joins me on the phone now to discuss the problems and some solutions. This is part of the Allegheny Front's Climate Chronicles series on the local impacts of climate change. Thanks for talking to me, Jack.
You bet. My pleasure, Jennifer.
So can you give some historical perspective on what's happened to brook trout over the years? They've been in decline for many years.
That's right, and that's an important thing to recall, is that from probably, you know, the best historical records we have, well, there in Pennsylvania, brook trout have probably been completely eliminated from about a third of the watersheds that they historically occurred in, and about another third they've been greatly reduced. That is, probably just have about 10% of the populations that they had historically. So when you look at it in total, there's probably only about 10% of those watersheds where brook trout historically occurred in Pennsylvania, where we still have pretty decent populations.
And what some of those reasons, land use is one, like logging, taking away some of the trees that surrounded the streams where these fish lived, that shaded them and made them cold and kept them cold.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of land use changes, agriculture, deforestation practices, livestock use, and then things like coal mining and acid mine drainage. So yeah, all those kinds of things contribute to the current distribution and numbers of brook trout that we see.
The brook trout is the only trout native to most of the eastern U.S., and it's the state fish of Pennsylvania. But Pennsylvania's most recent climate impact assessment does say the state's likely to see a decline in the trout. What are some of the various ways that climate change impacts trout?
You know, climate change is going to be hitting, and in fact is already hitting our brook trout populations in a lot of areas. And it's everything from increasing summer temperatures. That's kind of an obvious problem for these fish that depend on kind of cold, clean water supplies. They're also going to be influenced by increased flooding in some areas, and just simply the fact that climate change is going to, increase the overall stress to these populations.
It's like a double whammy or triple whammy if you include invasive species. What kinds of invasive species interact with brook trout?
Brown trout, which are not native to this continent, but they can be in some of these streams, and they're a little bit more able to tolerate a little bit warmer stream conditions. And there's a whole host of warm water fishes that can move in, some of the basses and catfishes, chubs, they can move into some of these brook trout streams as they warm as well. Yeah, that's another issue that we're very concerned about.
Trout Unlimited works to conserve cold water fisheries. What kinds of conservation work is being done?
There's a number of things that we're doing, and of course many of our partners are working on as well. And we're working on the big policy issues, trying to reduce our carbon footprint and, trying to reduce the problems of climate change in the future. But we're also focusing on the present. We do a lot of stream restoration. And with climate change and things like brook trout, we know how important it is to have clean water, to have streams that have deep pools, for instance, that provide some sort of a cold water thermal refuge for these fish. The importance of riparian vegetation, that is the vegetation that kind of grows along the stream. We have to, for instance, make sure that there's good trees, good shade that helps keep the waters cool. So a lot of the stream restoration we work on now has a climate change component, or at least we're working to try to incorporate climate change adaptation into our stream restoration projects.
What does that kind of look like on the ground?
Fairly common occurrence where we'll have a stream that's been channelized, that is kind of straightened and you know, kind of ditched, and we'll often get a stream channel that's pretty straight. It's kind of open to the sunlight. It's fairly shallow. Those are really big temperature sinks. So the sun really beats in on those areas. There's a lot of surface water that warms up rapidly. And in those kinds of situations, we try to, the first step is kind of remove whatever the disturbance was that caused that. So if that's, you know, associated with livestock raising or tree removal or whatever it is, we try to address that problem. And then you've got to basically restore the system. And that may be everything from what we call kind of re-meandering the channels. That is turning it into a more of a curving, meandering stream. And that tends to help develop pools. And then, of course, the riparian vegetation, getting the stream-side vegetation reestablished, which may involve, you know, some plantings, may involve some fencing. You know, climate change can be so daunting, and when you really, you know, start to read about it and understand it, it's pretty overwhelming and pretty negative. And, you know, that's truly the way it is, but I think there are some things that we can do to help out our fish and wildlife populations and to help ourselves out, too. And I think some of these stream restoration treatments are kind of examples of that. So I think it's really good for people to understand that that it isn't all doom and gloom, that there are some things that we can do about climate change, and there are some organizations, you know, like Trout Unlimited that are working hard in that direction.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We appreciate the interest in climate change and brook trout, that's for sure.
I've been speaking with Jack Williams. He's Trout Unlimited's chief scientist. You can see a map projecting trout declines due to climate change and all of our climate reporting at AlleghenyFront.org/climatechronicles. Up in a moment, Trout in the Classroom.